you're here. LSU Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. What you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 21st, 2022, President's Day. So I know a number of children are very happy as they get to stay home from school. And I also know there's 10 other men that are very happy as we completed our Shalia training this past Saturday. And a few of you may be familiar with that term, as I've talked a little bit about it over the last 18 months, but Dr. David Webb had a vision about 2 years ago that God was calling him to gather some men up, to equip them, to train them, to encourage them to be men that'll stand in the gap, men that'll be sent out, that'll be God's ambassadors, messengers of the good news message of Jesus, to be raised up in these end times, to bring the light of Christ into their homes, into their community, into the world at large. He felt led of God to pray for many months and handpick some men that would stand in the gap. Well, after 18 incredible months of training, we'd meet once a month on Saturday for 3 hours, and then there'd be assignments of reading various books, sometimes memorize scripture, be in a mentoring relationship. He also paired us all up with another accountability brother that generally we had contact with each and every week. He wanted us involved in a ministry. I think I might have said this. I told all the guys beforehand, if you do anything under Dr. David Webb, he raises the bar so high that even if you only achieve like halfway, you're still light years ahead of everyone else because he really has great standards, high standards, godly standards, but he's so passionate about God's word. And I don't even know of any pastor that knows the word any better than Dr. David Webb. But I want to do a shout out to my 9 other brothers. And what was incredible is these 18 months, not once did any of the guys miss meeting on our Saturday gatherings, which in and of itself is a small miracle because these are all pretty active, involved men. But to have us all go 18 straight months without one of us missing was a total God thing. But a special shout out to Delandis Beck, Tom Brown, Tom Campion, Gary Denzer, Denny Hatcher, Mark Kessler, Brooks Marsh, Bruce Roth, Doug Schroeder, and our incredible teacher, facilitator, man of God, Dr. David Webb, who generally would share about an hour or so of the Bible teaching. Then there'd be time of discussion, sharing, prayer time. And for a year or so, we went through the book 12 Ordinary Men, so we would usually cover one or two of the disciples. We also had many conversations on the book Multiply by Francis Chen and another book about pouring into the family. I can't remember the name right now. But these three-hour discussions, sharing time on Saturday mornings was such a blessing, and our 18th month in a row concluded this past Saturday. So, wow, God. And Dr. Webb handed out a really beautifully dual-framed picture frame, silver-colored, and there's all 11 of us, Dr. Webb and us 10 Shalia men. And then what he did this past Saturday is he shared very specific things about each of the men, and he put into the other frame a Bible verse or verses that he felt represented us or were indicative or true of a person in the Bible that he also, after prayer, felt represented us in some way. So it was a very special time. I'm still pretty pumped over it and made some lasting friendships with some men that I had never met before that have become close brothers in the Lord. Well, as you know, on Monday, we've been reading through the book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. So I'll continue with the reading in Chapter 1. But to continue reveling in this past weekend, and if you will, graduating from the Shalia training, I've lined up a couple songs about discipleship, surrendering to the Lord, and faithfully following the Lord Jesus Christ in the days ahead, wanting to dedicate these two songs to David Webb and my Shalia brothers, along with all of you, as we surrender all to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that we accept who we are, and that we need Him, and that He'll take us just as we are, and that we'll passionately follow Him as He's our Lord, Master, and King. So here's Crystal Lewis singing Just As I Am and I Surrender All, followed by I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, which is an arrangement I got off the internet, and it's done by an individual, but he sings all the different parts. But here's Crystal Lewis.
Just as I am, if I...
That was Crystal Lewis, Just As I Am and I Surrender All. What a powerful voice she has. And I just love the lyrics. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. And then I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. May we all learn to do that, not only more and more, but each and every day. And here's a version of I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I can't remember who the artist is. I got this off the internet, but it's an individual singing all parts, and these lyrics inspire all of us as Christians to declare what we have decided to do as we follow Jesus. And following Jesus can involve a lot of sacrifices, but also much reward. This song describes our desire and drive to follow Jesus.
Turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind, the world behind, the cross before me.
No turning back,
no turning.
Listening friend, I hope it's true in your life that you have decided to follow Jesus. It'll be a decision that you'll never regret making, and it'll launch you into a relationship like no other, as God loves you very much, has a plan and purpose for your life, and part of that discovery begins when you recognize you're a sinner, which I think is easy for all of us to understand. We're flawed, we fall short, we're not perfect. But God sent Jesus into the world to redeem us, to make a way for us to have a relationship with him. And so as we ask Jesus into our heart, ask him to forgive us of our sins, we become born again. We get the gift of his Holy Spirit that'll guide and lead and counsel and help us and establish a forever relationship with Almighty God that'll extend into eternity. Yes, I have decided to follow Jesus, and I hope you have too. In fact, if you have any questions about how to have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, or you have questions about the Bible, can it be trusted, who is Jesus, or you just want somebody to pray with you, dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and these friendly folks will answer any of your questions about the Christian faith or pray with you. Well, so far in Chapter 1 of Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, we learned if you want to maximize your impact, prioritize your prayer life. Prayer is the most important task of the spiritual leader. Prayer is the most influential activity a leader can undertake. Prayer saves time. Prayer is omnipresent. And prayer is the determining factor. Well, today I'll read about prayer provides insight, and God does nothing in ministry apart from prayer. prayer provides insight. Solomon faced the impossible task of taking over leadership from a living legend, his father David. God graciously promised to give Solomon anything he asked for. So with dependent humility, he sagely prayed, "Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" 2 Chronicles 1:10. Solomon's request for wisdom pleased the Lord and was abundantly granted. God loves to answer the prayer of leaders for wisdom. James 1:5. True prayer not only speaks, but also listens. Prayer connects us with God, and God knows everything. When we listen in prayer, God gives us insight into important matters. Suddenly we have fresh perspective on a complex situation, or we may gain new understanding of the needs, strengths, struggles, and potentials of those we are privileged to lead. Through prayer, we are able to discern the key to unlock the heart of a difficult person, or recognize the right person to hire, or know when to delegate an important responsibility, or recognize whom to recruit as a potential leader. Oh, listening friend, I hope that's true of you as you pray and ask God to lead and guide and help and assist, providing insights and clarity and solutions. He delights to respond and help resolve things, whatever your concerns are. God's created prayer not only to open up lines and channels of communication with us, but to help us get to know Him better, to rely on Him, and to see Him answer in special and unique and powerful ways. All right, it looks like I have a little more time to continue reading. This section is titled, God Does Nothing in Ministry Apart from Prayer. Ministry is, at its core, spiritual work. Prayer is spiritual work. David Jeremiah, 1941 to present, leads a megachurch in Southern California and a Christian college. Regarding the essential role in ministry, he writes, "I scoured the New Testament some time ago, looking for things that God does in ministry that are not prompted by prayer. Do you know what I found? Nothing. I don't mean I had trouble finding an item or two. I mean, I found nothing. Everything God does in the work of ministry, He does through prayer. Consider," and then there's 8 bullet points, "prayer is your way to defeat the devil," Luke 22, verse 23, and James 4, 7. "Prayer is the way you get the lost saved," Luke 18, 13. "Prayer is the way you acquire wisdom," James 1, 5. "Prayer is the way a backslider gets restored," James 5, 16 through 20. "Prayer is how saints get strengthened," Jude 20 and Matthew 26, 41. "Prayer is the way to get laborers out to the mission field," Matthew 9, 38. "Prayer is how we cure the sick," James 5, 13 through 15. And the last bullet point, "Prayer is how we accomplish the impossible," Mark 11, 23 and 24. Everything God wants to do in your life, He has subjugated to one thing, prayer. Billy Graham is one of the best-loved spiritual leaders of the last century. He has been called the nation's pastor. He once said his ministry was built on promotion and prayer. He believes in the untapped power of prayer. Quote, "More can be done by praying than anything else. Prayer is our greatest weapon. In the modern age in which we live, we have learned to harness the power of the mighty Niagara and turn its force to our use and our good. We have learned to hold steam captive in boilers and release its tremendous power to turn our machines and pull our trains. We have learned to contain gasoline vapors in a cylinder and explode them at the appointed second to move our automobiles and trucks along our highways. We have even discovered the secret of releasing energy in an atom which is capable of destroying entire cities and civilizations. But very few of us have learned how to fully develop the power of prayer. And all of God's people said, Amen. Well, you can get a copy of this book for the discounted price of $10 at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, or at our WLUJ Family of Stations location at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Highly recommend this book to all of you. I also highly recommend to all men who love to sing and declare the wonders of God. It's Monday, so tonight at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, the singing men of GNN will host rehearsals. So men, if you like to sing and testify to God's goodness through song and worship and through the various occasions where we get to testify to His goodness, come join us tonight at 7 p.m. If you need directions or more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Also, put it on your calendar, Saturday, March 26, from 1 to 4 p.m., we're hosting our grand opening open house at the Great News Media Center, and we'll have food and desserts and prizes and giveaways, fun and festivities. So put it on your calendar, and we hope you can come out on Saturday, March 26, between 1 and 4 p.m. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.